Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, guys. Hey, LL Scaremaster, what's up,
what
dude?
Are you doing? Go over the code.
Question, LL Bean, LL Cool J.
What do you mean?
Pick.
How could you be so clumsy, dude?
You're not even wearing your hat.
Yeah, where's your hat? It's a trademark. People look at you as the guy in the hat.
I figure...
Oh, because that...
Everybody's waiting for the man in the hat.
Excuse me, please.
Why,
I'm not feeling too good today, one.
What happened?
I'm just... I might be coming down with the flu or something.
No.
Or, you know, what else could have happened? Because you have that look that you just had some McRibs or some of that shitty fucking food.
Or HIV.
Fuck you!
So it's not
or HIV.
What'd you do?
Yeah, McRibs.
You had McRibs today?
Yeah.
How many?
Two ribs. Yeah,
Can't crap at the studio.
As Sam Kennison would say, the McShit sandwich.
That is funny. Why
God,
does he
you know,
that?
That's 1991 or two. When he made that remark, and when he died, I think that was 92, right?
Yes.
92. When he did all that and did the McDonald's promo for the McRib, actually.
Oh, my God. When's this story? Go ahead. What are you saying?
Well, what I'm saying is, and it's 2012.
Why don't you save that story for the show? I think it's really good.
Are we going to start the show?
I don't know. As soon as Mole's ready.
As soon as we hear it. Wow, there it is.
There what is?
That song. This one.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. You know who it is. It's your pal Don.
You might not know who this is. It's Mole.
And of course, it's Scary Perry.
That's the kind of attitude you have?
I'm not feeling good, man.
Why? No, why don't you feel good, Scaremaster? Because you ate two McRibs?
No, that's
why did
not
you eat
it.
Two of them?
You buy one, you get another one for a buck, okay?
Okay, so you got one, then you got the other one?
For you know
that the same stuff in McRibs is the same stuff that goes in yoga mats, so it's healthy.
What's that?
That azodicarbonamide.
Dude, it's called poison.
It's called poison.
Wow.
Well, it has the same
That's the same.
It feels like a big
what it
yoga
is,
mat with barbecue
what
sauce.
What it is,
I
is
love
a bunch
them.
Of shit. That they take shredded meat and they glamour it together.
They glamour it?
Well, whatever. They just glob it together and they put it in this little machine to make it look like a rib.
Wow.
And then they sell it to you.
And then they sell it to geeks like me.
And you get the second one for a dollar.
Yeah.
So how much do you spend on it?
Two McRibs, a fry, and a drink for like $4.47.
$4.47?
Yeah.
You got a drink, a fry, and two sandwiches.
Yeah, for under $5.
I don't believe it.
Let's see
five
you do
bucks
it
or 6 bucks?
It had to be much more than that.
Hold on.
Because
let me ask you a question, okay? How many McRibs, if we did like a contest?
We're not doing a fucking
sponsored
idiot.
You know what? That would be good in Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
How many McRibs do you think you could eat?
I just did it, two.
Oh, by the
That's
way.
That's the most you could eat.
I should mention something a little bit more important than Perry's fucking stupidity.
641.
641. I told you.
Yeah.
Told you we're off. We're using today's show. We're taping it early, but we are using this show as a New Year celebration. So at midnight, we are going to bring in the New Year with you if you want. We will tell you on the website what time to start the podcast exactly. Let it run through, and we can be your countdown once again this year on the Big Three Podcast, bringing in 2013 with the Big Three.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question.
All right, Mo.
What do you think were some of the top news stories of 2012?
Well, I'll tell you one story that
I'm talking about in the Big Three Podcast.
Let me. We taped the last show on a Friday, correct?
Yeah.
Well, the next day,
Saturday, didn't you have a meeting with a bunch of
attorneys,
disbarred lawyers? Yeah,
yeah, not aspired lawyers. They're a bunch disbarred. Of attorneys.
Okay, go on. What happened that day?
All right, I moved one of those attorneys.
You know what? And may I say this?
Let me finish.
Let
please?
Me just say one thing. Mole, may I say something?
Please.
All right. I do want to thank you because, from what I heard originally, you were supposed to help them move on a Friday, the day you were supposed to be here, and then when you were reminded that we had a podcast on Friday, without even saying anything to me, you went ahead and changed the date, and I really thank you.
You're
that's
welcome.
What a professional does.
You're welcome.
Nice. And
now,
that's great.
The
and
reason.
The great thing that
let
you
me say something
you
about
do it, and nothing can go wrong. So
let me
right.
say,
and well, that's the reason.
Guys,
that's the kind of. Let me just say this because you'll like to hear this. Because of that professionalism, that is probably the reason it looks like almost at least 90% certain that we will be performing a live podcast from the Sundance Film Festival.
Okay, oh, well,
that's
well,
on
that's
January 18th.
Okay,
we're
guys.
Doing a midnight show, and then on Sunday we're going to be doing an afternoon show. So we're going to be doing
cool.
two podcasts from the famous Sundance Film Festival.
So if you want to come out for a weekend of skiing and hanging out with the big three.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you this. If you come to see us, we will actually talk to you in person. Come up. We'll hang out with you. We'll even
as long as I'm there alive.
We'll show you Perry's hotel room that he stays in. So if you come all the way out to Sundance, we will make arrangements that Perry will give you a tour of his hotel room.
Sorry.
I'm going to go
that's
top
now,
top
let me
stories of 2012, Tanning Mom.
Can I
Tanning Mom
tell
was
you
good
guys
one.
What happened to
you
me
know,
on Saturday?
Can I just finish
I
this?
Almost got
stop! Perry,
I
stop!
Is it about Lynn
Sanity? Because I'm telling you, right now he brought up a subject, and I want to make a comment on it. Tanning Mom, you're right. Have you seen her skin lately?
No, what's up with Tanning Mom?
She was on Stern recently, and there's some company that has helped her out, and she doesn't look as dark and tan, and her skin's coming back together, and she's going to have a whole new line of product to put out there to help your skin.
What about Tebow Gate? That was a pretty big story.
Oh, that sure
story.
Was. Absolutely.
Guys.
But I think one of the biggest stories.
Penn State sex scandal.
The Penn State sex scandal is right at the top of the list.
I almost got killed on Saturday.
Hold on just a second.
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter?
This is my favorite. This is my favorite band, Malibu Road Band. The chick, the guy takes boner pills, and she gets some tickets. And he takes her to go see, she's going, hey, let's go to the Rock. So they go see Malibu Road Band while the other couple with their boner pills are doing cannonballs. So then he's there at the Malibu Road Band show. She's got her own Malibu, vintage Malibu Road Band show. He gets her new Malibu Road Band show. She's like, I love it.
Would you guys like
as
to know
a girl
that I almost
hold
got
on, let me
Saturday?
Turn. Let me just turn this off real quick. All right. Mole was talking about a TV commercial that he was watching on the set that we have here in the podcast studio at a secret location somewhere in West Hollywood, California. Now, even though the sound was down, I should just turn off the TV because Mole has a lot of commercials that he likes. And it might be just a little too distracting.
That Batman thing was pretty big.
That's what we
Batman
we kind of
was
said that
huge,
a
man. They
gun
blew
control.
Up. They blew up Gotham, and they wouldn't let the people.
No, I think
out
you're talking
bang.
About the shooting at the theater. That's what you were talking Bad. About, right, Mary Jane? That
worse.
Was terrible.
Yeah.
So all the
big boom.
The gun control thing.
Now, last Saturday,
99% Occupy Wall Street.
Last Saturday,
did you go down there in MacArthur
hey,
Park
mistake, by mistake?
In MacArthur Park and see what was going on at all?
No.
Well, I did.
Yes. No.
Oh, my God.
Come on, you got to make up your mind. It's either yes or no, for goodness
well,
sake.
Well, it's MacArthur Park, and that song is really confusing.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to know what happened to me last Saturday?
Well, is it that someone left a cake out in the rain, and you don't know?
No, Stooge, I almost got my
it
fucking...
it took too long to make it.
I was 5 minutes away from getting my head blown
again.
Off.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Last Saturday, I was moving an attorney, and at the end of the move, at like 8:30-ish at night, between 8:30 and 9, I let him go back to the rich mansion that he was living with, these Middle Eastern people, this woman and her ex-husband. Her ex-husband's a Middle Eastern mafioso. blows her away, puts a bullet in the back of her head, bullet in her back, then puts two bullets in this guy's back. My attorney
friend. That's the house you moved him into?
Tried to move him out of.
Wait, so who'd you say you moved? I thought you said
Moving this attorney.
From where to
where? The guy that got shot in the back?
The guy that got shot in the back.
Did he pay you?
He paid me.
Did you guys have a pizza? Or is it a pizza or something? Is it a moving party?
No, thanks for inviting us.
I would have loved to have come.
Now, let me ask you this.
Moving some of his furniture and stuff into a storage bin.
From the mansion house?
From the mansion, yes.
So you picked it up at the mansion house?
Yeah.
Did you meet those other people?
I met the Middle Eastern. I met her ex-husband.
He seemed like a good guy?
He was just hello.
Wait a minute.
That was basically it.
Is this what's going to be Sexcapades is going to be about? This woman that was killed?
No.
Did you make love to her, yes or no?
Jesus.
Wait a second. This happened last weekend?
Last Saturday, yes. Scaremaster.
Hold on a second. Scaremaster, don't listen for a second. Dan, I'm telling you, man, this trail of death is following Scaremaster with the people. And I mean, Huey Craig was saying that he could be a serial killer. This is like really getting weird, man.
Guys, yeah. I'm not the assassin.
Who says?
The assassin's behind bars.
Well,
you pinned it on him.
I mean, pinned it on him. He had the gun in his hand.
Where is he from?
The Middle East.
The Middle East.
That's
You're
pretty
from
vague.
Italy.
The I'm Italian. From Italy.
You're the from Italians 7722 are the Cedar Boulevard.
Oh,
dude.
Fuck off, asshole.
The Italians, when you talk about the thing they're most famous for is organized crime. So you know how to do that.
I'm not involved in organized crime.
Oh, that's why you're not wearing the hat. You're trying to look like you're not in the mafia today. Interesting, Scaremaster. Well played, by the way. It's like that time when you wore that suit when you wanted to look like you weren't a child pornographer. If you had to stop doing one thing first, killing people or child pornography?
If I had a choice on stopping to do one thing first, it would be stopping to do the Big Three podcast.
You want out? Really?
For pay.
You want to get out for pay?
I want to get out for pay.
Okay, all right. If we pay you, you'll get out?
You got it.
Yeah. How much do we have to pay you to stop doing this?
Let's see. Each show is about $1 million a show.
Oh, God.
You are the dumbest human being ever.
Let's see. How many weeks is there in a year?
How many do you think there are?
All right.
Come on. Let's guess. Trivia.
72 weeks a year.
Are you Good. Serious? I will go 52.
52 or 72?
$500 goes to Dan.
Okay, 52 weeks in a year.
You said 72.
I said 52.
No, you didn't. You said 72 and
you said
it
heard
first.
72. I said 52.
What'd he say? Well, what are you doing?
Well, smoking dope.
First off, look at the side of it. It says apple cherrywood tobacco.
That's the pipe.
All right, let's get to something that we have to do because this is a part of the show that everyone loves. It's a part where they, the home audience, they get a chance to be part of the fun here at the Big Three Podcast. It's time once again for a little thing called the $10 Shoutout.
$10 Shoutout!
Now, if you've never heard the $10 Shoutout before, as I said, this is where you get a chance to say what's on your mind. Write us a short little paragraph. Send that letter along with $10 cash. No checks, no money orders. That's straight cash, homie. And you send it to $10 Shoutout.
Excuse me a second.
7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. All right. Here's our first one. Dear Big Three, my brother and I are huge Big Three fans. And to show you how huge a Big Three fans are, they put huge all in capital letters.
Okay.
And it says here, they're both fans of the podcast and of the movie Windy City Heat. We love that the format of the podcast is to talk about pop culture, and then they put in all capitals again, as well as your own personal lives. We love how Don and Mold disclose their own personal lives as if the fans of the podcast were really their true friends.
Aww.
That is nice.
I think that we try to do that, don't you, Mold?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I like a lot of the guys on there, even though they seem to love Scaremaster a lot more than they love us.
Some people do.
Well, the one guy who always wants to give him a foot rub.
Yeah, the faggot.
Dimitri Moreland, really big fan. Huey Craig, always there with the
other faggot.
Let me continue on. Don is always talking about the big Hollywood players he runs into and rubs elbows with at the Comedy Store. We love how Mole talks about his family, Mr. Giant Dog, and was even willing to talk about his ongoing problem with HN. Perry, on the other hand, refuses to disclose the major details of his own personal life, such as his legal issues. Never talks about that.
Well, I'm not supposed to.
Problems with his brother and other friends. He also will not shed any light on how he is bleeding Lady Liberty dry with his fake disability scam.
Fake disability, huh?
You know what?
If I did not have an auto accident when I was 16 that almost took my life.
Perry, all right, Perry, stop, Perry,
this
stop.
This is not fake,
okay,
fuckers.
Then a lot of people seem to believe it is fake, and I don't know where they would have gotten that then.
You?
I've never said anything about being fake.
Oh, sure. You've always made comments about being sarcastic about those.
Mole, have I done that?
What did Dan do?
He thinks he's funny.
He is pretty funny, though.
Thank you, Mole. Thank you.
He thinks he is.
He refuses to give the public or the whores he sleeps with his HIV test results. In fact, it seems that the only part of his personal life he likes to talk about is when he brags about blowing Randy Callen in 1992.
Oh, go fuck off.
He's got a point, Scaremaster.
I didn't blow nobody. I'm not that kind
of
guy.
That being said, we are big fans of the Scaremaster, and we would just like to know more about him. We think the spaghetti joke is one of the best jokes of all time.
Yeah, right.
Sincerely, the Brothers Nickel. P.S. We want the right address because we heard Scaremaster saying a few weeks ago to send them to 7722 Reseda Boulevard, Apartment 102. Is it 102? So we've enclosed our $10 shout-out. Please stop quitting, Perry. We are your biggest fans.
Oh.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
It's letters like that that make it all
but you
worth
know what?
What we do here.
When people knock on my door at 2, 3 in the morning.
That seems like a little unfair.
Yeah.
Do you go, come and knock on my door.
Come and knock on my door.
There's the Scaremaster waiting for you.
The Scaremaster's waiting for you.
I got some Sobe Pina Colada and drinks and healthy choice soup cans.
Three's Company, too.
Ooh.
All right.
We should do a show called Big Three's Company.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That would be funny.
You know where where Perry's got to convince the landlord that he's gay.
I'm happy.
No, that's the only way that we're allowed to stay in there.
Yeah,
you're not coming into my house.
He keeps looking in like
you're not coming into my house.
Come on,
the last time you guys came over was the last time you guys will ever come over.
Well, really, Scaremaster?
Yeah, really.
Really?
Really, Mo?
Really? Why?
Yeah, really, Mo?
Why is that
why?
Really? Why? Tell me, give me one reason why.
You read my fucking street address again? You're never coming out.
I didn't read it. I'm reading letters.
Yeah, I read a letter and it's got my home address on it.
Perry.
What am I supposed to do? What did I do?
Yeah, fucking don't read the home address again, you fucking
but
faggot.
But it's on there and you're reading
it's not,
it.
You're not coming over ever again.
It seems a little unfair because of him reading the letter.
Unfair?
That's what it seems to me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading the letter, okay? So I'm not
Well, then why did I say that you live in...
I'm going to tell you right now, stop it, Perry. Just stop because it's...
Don't make Dan upset.
Don't waste your time.
Plus, also,
shut up.
We got really good energy going right now. And listen.
Hey, listen.
Shut up.
Shut up. You say my address, I say yours.
I don't say anything. All right, I'm going to make you a deal. I'm going to say your address, your fucking phone number, your cell number, everything else. Whatever you say, I'm going to cut the fuck out. You want to shut the fuck up now?
I'm just reading. You want to pay me some money now?
Okay.
$1,000 every time you say my address.
Okay, I disagree with that. That doesn't seem fair.
Tough shit.
Well, that's the way it is. We've negotiated, and I don't think it sounds fair.
Well, no, I think that's...
What comes around goes around. You want to fuck with me, I fuck back.
Scaremaster,
I think that's a lot of money.
That was cut out. People won't even really hear that.
Let me just say, Scaremaster, I think $1,000 is a lot for you to pay every time we advertise
your
address.
No, a lot for you to pay every time you...
You said you would pay $1,000 every time we say
address. No, I said you're going to pay me $1,000.
No one's paying you
anything. Every time you say me a fucking money.
Nobody's paying you nothing,
Perry. Well, then the show's over. This is the last show ever.
That's once today you've quit. All right, go ahead.
Okay, once
today I've
quit.
Do you want to hear this letter or not?
Yes, I do.
Without my address mentioned.
If it's in there, I'm not reading it. It's just read in the letter. God, dude, figure it out. I am writing today.
Read your Bible.
I'm confused and hurt. I have always been a fan of Perry because of the work. His work as a method actor.
Thank you.
I've supported him throughout all his escapades, including him putting his baby carrot penis into a mousetrap, 69ing Randy Callahan, and licking his sphincter, killing Nathaniel, and then his buddy at Big Bear, beating and raping his ex-wife over oregano, faking an accent to scam the government. Yeah, worst of all, when he put his daughter up for adoption, ultimately selling her to the U.S. government, who turned her into a humanoid cyborg hybrid used for military conquests.
Oh, really?
That's what he's saying, dude.
Oh, really?
I can forgive all that, but I can no longer support him after his most recent crime against humanity. I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. It's been all over the papers and news networks lately, and people just can't wrap their heads around this act of pure evil. I just don't understand how he could leave 772 to Reseda Boulevard knowing full well what sadistic intentions he had. He ruined the lives of countless children and adults with what he did by sneaking into Skyfall. Perry is the lowest form of life possible. Mm-hmm. He's just another miserable Italian.
Oh, so you're going to S-bag
movie
shit.
Pirate. Forgive me for ranting, but I can no longer support Perry. I would have sent more $10 shout-outs over the past 2 years, but I wasn't sure if the podcast would keep going due to Perry stating that he was leaving the show.
A lot of people say
hugs
that.
And kissing, Sam Stewart.
If I have one letter like that, I have 100. A lot of people
all these people
the
say
way.
You always threaten to leave the podcast.
And what did he do just before that letter was read?
He was talking about...
Right, okay.
McRibs.
Let's go another one. Dear Don, please take all this money and don't give one red cent to Perry unless he lets Mary Jane slap him in his face.
What?
I feel this is only fair after the comments he made towards MJ during your November 9th podcast. I'll leave it up to your professional consideration to decide when this should happen to make that day-late abortion, when he should receive the slap, and then hopefully make him more of a human being. Yours in Christ, Nelson Alislen? P.S. Mole, you've been awesome lately. No wonder Perry keeps coming on to you. Don, you're like an old friend.
Well, see what he said?
Retarded.
How do you figure? You guys want to read some more letters?
Yeah, I want to. I think I caught a whiff of your cherry tobacco.
You did?
I think it got to me a little bit.
Dear Big Three, I'm writing in regards to the Stairmaster being the world's first openly retarded gay person.
Oh.
I am appalled that Mr. Barnes and Mole take advantage of his lying, stealing gypsy Javajo. F, how would either of you feel being stuck in a life of fake disability, dog worship, and child pornography without the moral capacities to control your base-level homosexual impulses? Even though he somehow manages to trick Randy Callahan into getting a B-job, in the future, I would like to see a better treatment of the Flair Master, even though he has never denied being gay. Your fan, Sean Lynch and Sam Lewis. P.S. Hi, Mary Jane, and bring back Pie Talk Guy Talk.
Oh, a lot of people say
not
that.
Not going to happen.
All right, here's another one.
Their name is Denim Chickens on Twitter.
All right, here's another one. Dear Big Three, I've been in the computer hacking industry since I was a little kid, and I have to admit that your Javajo gypsy is hard to figure out.
This guy wants to hack into my computer. It's not going to happen.
When I first took the job of finding out everything I could about this guy, he seemed to be nothing more than a moronic, homophobic, racist, misogynistic gypsy. But no, he might be the most cunning guy that I've ever come across. I start thinking that James Bond was based upon the Scaremaster.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of a nice little...
That's a nice thing
to
say.
Yeah.
I've been investigating a group
for cookies eyes only. I can't remember again.
You can't. Don't think about it.
Too soon.
I've been investigating a group of disbarred lawyers that Perry has been hanging out with. I had received reports on Saturday the 15th. Perry had paid a visit to the meeting of the minds. Then less than a half an hour after he left, there was a murder of a woman and an injury to another man. After investigating the case a little more, I found out that Perry never filed a report with the police.
Dun, dun, dwah.
Is that true?
No, I wasn't able.
Well, let me read on. My experience in matters like this only means one thing. Perry ordered the hit.
Impossible.
Well, let me read on.
It was her ex-husband that did this hit.
I'm very uncomfortable talking about this ongoing investigation.
How can I order the hit?
You want me to read on or
Go
do you
on,
want to talk
read on,
over me?
Read on.
I'm telling you guys this because I don't know if you've noticed, but Perry has a real temper. Perry has proven that he thinks outside the box when he tried suing the only people that have ever helped him in show business, Not very smart, is it? So just because the two are you, giving him the only thing he has going in his Javajo life, be very careful. I say be very careful. So with this gypsy logic that you never know what to expect from Perry, but I want you guys to know that I've got your back and will do anything and everything to bring this guy down. That's a promise I make to you and to all the Big Three fans. I will continue to work relentlessly to find any and all information to bring this guy down. And this guy I'm talking about is Perry. And by the way, I don't think he's ever denied that he's gay. Your loyal
I'm
fan,
not gay.
Friend, and worker.
I'll Hugh never
A. Craig
be
III,
gay.
Editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
Wow.
And I'm going to make sure that he never gets onto my sites ever.
Oh, wait a second. Are you putting McAfee on there?
What?
McAfee Bally Edition?
None of your business.
That's what if there's a virus, it comes over and it shoots you and your dogs.
Whatever.
I don't know.
That would be kind of cool with a guy like that.
He's
a
punk.
Oh, this looks so long and the letters are so tiny, but I'm going to read it anyway.
He's a punk. He's
you
a
know.
Computer. I don't know. I've never met this guy face to face, but he's a fucking punk.
Hey, have you guys heard this?
I don't give a shit if he's as big as you. He's a fucking punk. I don't even care if he's as big as a fucking...
Me?
Nick. He's a fucking punk.
What if he's as big as Dan and Nick?
No, 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 no. It ain't going to happen.
What if he's Danick?
Danick.
Danick, the biggest dude in town.
Wow. I'm just curious
Watch
how you're making
Danick.
Threats to this guy.
I'm when not making any threats to this guy.
Fingers,
he's making threats to me.
Push a couple letters and you've lost everything in your world, basically.
He can't get into my bank accounts.
He just has to do a super hack.
Okay. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Double
backslash. If he tries to get into my bank accounts, then I'll know who to go after. You.
Me?
Yeah, because you just made a threat to me.
I didn't make a threat to you.
What did he do?
Are you out of your fucking mind? I'm telling you not to threaten this guy. This is a guy that could do shit to you. You don't
see
me saying
that. He's already trying to do shit to me.
What has he done to you?
He hasn't gotten anywhere yet, but if he does, I'll know exactly who to go to.
How
and
could
that's
you go
you.
To me?
Because you're reading his letter.
Oh, okay.
You want to read it? Yeah, you read the letters, Scaremaster.
You want to read the letters?
You should read the next UA Craig letter, I think.
I want a return address from this punk.
He doesn't give a return address.
You think he's going to give a return address? Please. How about this guy? Hey, dear Big Three. I'm a big fan of the podcast and of Windy City Heat. Oddly enough, I operate a business in the valley near Reseda. I listen to the podcast every week, and I couldn't help but notice that one week Perry mentioned that he was in need of help at his apartment. You see, Big Three, I own a moving company, and my crew of 20 and I are willing to come to Perry's place at 7722 Reseda Boulevard and rearrange his whole apartment for him. We'll start by moving his furniture out into the front porch overnight.
I've been seeing that.
Any large trophies he has in the bathroom. Speaking of the bathroom, my crews will require full bathroom privileges from the Scaremaster because we often get sweaty and need to take a shower. After our shower, it is customary on the job to sit down and enjoy spaghetti dinner prepared by the host.
It ain't going
to
happen.
In this case, Perry. Perry and I also have something in common. I'm a devout Javajo witness and identify with Perry very well. At this time, my company is offering a special deal to other Javajo witnesses where we celebrate the Holy Javajo Witness holiday of the dog days of winter. For those of you who aren't witnesses, this is an elaborate celebration that will take place at Perry's apartment where we'll all bring our dogs to his place for the night of the Great Conception. Basically, the other dogs will just be humping each other over right on Perry's floor until they tire out with all the Javajo witnesses watching anxiously. After the Great Conception, it's time for the Holy Javajo Ceremony of Rebirth. What this will entail is my crew and I evenly distributing several layers of kibble on the Scaremaster's floor and rolling around until someone throws up and then proceeds to eat his own throw up like a dog. That signals the end of the festivities and will ensure that we have appeased the great god, Alpo, for at least another year. So that the animal's permission, I will start making final preparations so we can help Perry out. Thank you for keeping me and my crew of latently homosexual men entertaining. We look forward to coming over to Perry's apartment. Big three, signed Bert Farkle.
Well, you know what?
No.
What did I tell you just a few moments ago?
That
to not read my
street hurts.
Address again?
I didn't read it. It's in the letter.
You read it. I don't give a fuck.
What am I supposed to do when it comes up? Act like I don't know what the words mean?
You avoid it.
Let me ask you something, Mole. Have you ever heard the saying, the best defense is a good offense?
Nope.
Okay. Well, they say that because if you're diverting someone's attention, then you don't have to protect your own story. And now he's acting upset about you reading it, an address that he has read online
before. I'm trying
before.
To keep things
he's
real.
He's put online before.
I'm just trying to keep it
so,
real.
So, to me, he's trying to divert
ago,
something.
On accident. And,
okay, but Perry, I'm just saying, it seems like you're trying to divert something. Twice it's been mentioned today, and you didn't say anything. Someone said that you put a hit on somebody.
It's a crock of shit.
You put a hit on somebody.
I left 5 minutes, about 5 minutes before that killing even happened.
Let me
so
read.
It sounds like you got a pretty solid alibi. I was out of here 5 minutes ago, and then it happened right after I left. And the police are
the
okay
guy
with that.
That killed the what? The guy that killed his ex-wife and my friend, the Aussie attorney, is now behind bars.
Oh yeah, or yeah. Was it murder?
It was murder.
Okay, that's what I said.
What did I just say? He killed his ex-wife.
Yeah, I don't think you. I don't think so. I think it was murder. That's what Quince used to say. Murder.
I got to tell you something.
Stupid or
no,
what?
It just seems like everyone's mentioning this that we should stay away from you because now you've got a line of murder and deaths that have come into your life.
Eric, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, I never knew you.
You
fucking
still,
loser.
We still haven't heard
he's
where you
gone.
Were.
Does that make it any better just because you didn't know him?
There's still,
Nathaniel,
there's
who?
There's still no word on where you were the night of Cookie's death. There's just a lot of question marks, Scare Master.
Cook, what, 12, 12, 12? Yeah. Where was I?
You had said a couple days before that when I asked, who were you around? Is there anybody that can say that they saw you on 12? And you, I think my cousins. You know, and you went through that whole thing.
I was at Sammy's.
Yeah, okay. What time?
I don't remember.
Yeah, a lot of things you don't remember.
During the day, during the afternoon.
Okay. I'm just saying,
and there was
when
a lot of
all this is
on
going
12, 12.
On, people are getting a little nervous to be around you. And now this hit you put on this guy.
This hit I put on this guy? I didn't put a hit on this guy.
I just think that killing and murder is the worst way to celebrate the holidays. I mean, it's a very sad holidays. We lost Cookie, and I want it to stop. It needs to stop.
If it's just the afternoon, it's only a 2-hour flight to Texas and 2 hours back, and it's 6 a.m.
Quiet.
Wow.
Quiet. That's a 4-hour trip one way. Do you know that there's a time change?
No.
That's not actual travel time. If you go there and come back, it's only 4 hours total. You might think it's 8 hours, but it's 4 hours.
You're a witness, counselor.
It doesn't look good for you,
it's
Perry.
Stupid.
Perry.
You guys are completely stupid.
Are you going to kill us?
Please don't. Please, seriously, don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
Please don't
kill
us.
I never, ever learned how to go kite surfing. I don't know if I could ever do it, but I got
to
try.
He wants to go kite surfing now.
And I still want
to. Why don't you go skateboarding with me?
I still want to fulfill my fantasy of making love to Victoria Principal.
Still have a fantasy of having sex with
missionary
style, huh?
Missionary style, but really hard.
This time, missionary style.
Aren't you his girlfriend?
Bus stop.
Hey, just stay out of it, Perry. Don't ever talk to anybody here. Diverting attention
girlfriend,
again.
Right?
Perry, as a director, I'm telling you to shut the fuck up.
What did I do?
As your fucking partner? No.
I don't want to go to Sundance with this fuck. I don't
good.
Care how good.
Scaremaster, have you been there before?
Never.
But you know what? The movie's been there, and it's a big hit there. People love it there. That's where it became famous.
It won the award in the Canadian Film Festival, mm-hmm. though.
Are we going to go out of the town? We're going to go eat pizzas?
I think we're going to have separate rooms, but I'll tell you this. Let's make duplicates of our keys so we can go around and go to each other's room mm-hmm. throughout the entire weekend.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then you can go into my room and start stealing my shit.
We don't want to steal your shit, but we do want to maybe sleep together like the Three Stooges did in the trains.
No, thank you.
Just
no,
like one
thank you.
Week.
And I wouldn't mind going in your room when you're not
I
there.
I know this guy's going to go in. He's going to try sleeping behind me and try to fuck me in the ass.
Oh, definitely. It's going to be hilarious.
That's exactly what he'll try to do is fuck
no,
me in the ass.
That's not true. The only thing I want to do is that when you're out of the room at one point, I just want to go in your room and touch things.
Yeah, you're going to go in my room and start going through my bags and shit.
Hey, Scaremaster, will you be able to go skiing by then or no?
I'll go skiing tomorrow if I could.
Yeah, but
I had the fucking
you
money.
You can't put him on skis.
Yeah, I know.
Why not?
Because you're messed up neck.
You can't even walk from here to there in less than 2 minutes. You can't even sit down.
If I get in my ass in the gym and start pumping really hard with my legs for
For 3 weeks? Yeah,
it's
maybe.
Happening.
Sure.
It's happening in 3 weeks.
Okay, I'm going to do the gym.
Let's see. We'll test. Stand up for a second. Let's test your strength for a second. Just stand
No,
up.
No, I'm
stand
I'm
up.
I'm real
let's
weak.
See how fast you can get up.
Just stand up.
Go!
And no more McRibs, all right?
It took you 5 seconds to stand up.
Scaremaster is in. Oh.
I have to grab this fucking table to get up.
How about this? Let's get a picture of Scaremaster now and when he goes. We could show him getting ready for ski season.
Yeah.
Getting ready for
ski season. Take off all your clothes.
No, just take the jacket.
Lose the jacket. Oh, that's a sweatshirt with your logo on it, isn't it?
Yes. Well, lose the jacket.
Take off the jacket.
Why?
Because we want to get a before and an after. Because we're going to show how you get
that's
in shape.
That's a great idea.
And we're going to get you in shape. And we're going to check in with
you're
you.
You're not going to get me in shape. I'm going to get me in
shape.
Yeah,
but we're going to check in with you on Facebook and Twitter and make sure that you are getting in shape. You're going to do a live tweet feed of what you're eating. You're going to tell us what you're eating. And we want to know what your workout regimen is, okay?
People will be really
we're
interested.
We're going to call it On the Road to Sundance.
That's a great title, Mole. How'd you think of that?
Because we're going to go to Sundance. And then take the fanny pack off so we can see what your belly looks like.
Yeah.
No, you got to lose the sweatshirt, dude. Come on.
You got to take off the sweatshirt.
Take the cans off.
Hey, you know, while he's taking his clothes off, it might be a place that Perry's not able to go for a while, but for the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Hut. What the Hut?
No, Scaremaster, don't
Perry, take off.
Your shirt is not coming off.
Take off the
Fuck
shirt.
You don't have
you.
To take the
Perry,
shirt off.
Take
the
fucking
shirt. Leave the fanny pack on and take the sweatshirt off.
What are you doing, Perry?
I'm putting
How can we tell what shape you're in when you got a sweatshirt on?
You can't. Literally, you can't.
You got a sweatshirt on.
You've
got
to take the sweatshirt off. Anyway, we're in the middle of our What the Hut commercial. That's 323-654-7952.
How about shutting your fucking mouth?
That's a really bad before picture, dude. All right, I guess it's as good as we're going to get.
You guys are going to fuck with me
anyway.
That's
What the Hut, 323-654-7952. One location in West Hollywood, California.
That's all you need. What the Hut?
And with their new Perry Can't Crap in Our Bathroom policy, people seem to be coming in droves. That's What the Hut.
Tres, dos, tres, seis, cinco, cuatro, cinco, dos.
Perry can't crap in our bathroom.
For the finest in Thai cuisine.
I can't shit in their bathroom, but I can sure shit in Don's.
It's What the Hut.
Scaremaster, we have any more $10 shout-outs?
Can I...
No, that's it. That was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
Yes, Mary Jane.
I have to do the $10 shout-out, so I have a hello for the guy that said hello, and then... There, I hit him.
Oh. You were supposed to warn me, so I was ready for it.
Do it now. Warn him and do it now.
All right, warn him and really hit him.
Get your head up there. Take Perry? The cans off so they don't get messed up.
Yeah. Semester. All right, well, let me...
I had neck surgery, you
let
know.
Let me count it down.
All right, here we go.
I had neck surgery, you know.
Where should she hit you?
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, Perry, I'm going to hit you now.
Try it. Oh.
Ew.
That feels good.
Ugh. Ew. Here's really, some Italian hand sanitizer.
You really ruin everything.
You are just such a fucking pig.
It feels so good.
Perry. Oops. Oh, is that a phone call? Can you send that through for us, please?
See...
Hello, you merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay.
Hey, Mr.
Hey,
Adams.
Mr. Adams.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Hey, did you have a nice Christmas, Mr. Adams?
I had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. I spent it in Barbados, where Juan Dez and I lit up as Yule log, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what that means.
But listen, Perry can explain it to you. Can't you, Scaremaster? You love a nice Yule log under the mistletoe, don't you? Tell them. Tell everyone.
Yeah.
Come on, tell me.
You know he's talking about.
Perry, listen. Stuff. May I ask you one question, please? May I ask you one question?
Go ahead.
Do you, by any chance, know how to get bubblicious watermelon-flavored gum out of an anal fur patch? Juandez is such a sweet tooth, don't you? Don't you, Juandez? Just wondering. We've tried everything. Do you know, Scaremaster?
The only way you can do that is by you doing it.
Sounds like somebody's been drinking over there, Mr. Adams.
Yeah, well, quite honestly, yes. I'm just trying to finish out 2012 with a bango. Happy soon to be 2013.
Any resolutions this year, Mr. Adams?
Do I have any New Year's resolutions? Yes, you know what? I do. For one, I'm not going to do poppers anymore.
That's good.
I'm not going to do them any less either.
Oh, he got us.
Let me switch gears for a moment, shall I? Scaremaster, how is your cookie grieving progressing?
It's all right.
It really is. It's a sad, sad, it's very a sad, sad, sad
it's
state of
sad.
Affairs.
Terrible.
Personally, I've never been close to tragedy or been close to folks who have. Have you ever felt a pain so powerful, so heavy, you collapse? I've never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has, which makes me wonder if I could, which makes me wonder if I never had to knock on wood. And I'm glad I haven't yet, because I'm sure it isn't good. That's the impression that I get.
What the fuck are you talking about, Mr.
Adams? Oh, Juandez and I are just doing some semi-nude karaoke.
You gotta be joking.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah. I see what you did.
You gotta be joking. Tell a joke.
Very well. What did the vampire sing on New Year's Eve?
Old Fang's Eye.
Yes, he did. And the sign on the wall says, I'm out of time. Toodles all.
Bye, Mr. Adams. Bye. Well, you know, I think that right now it's time for 60 seconds of there. Go!
Silence.
Popsicle sticks, sweatshirts, t-shirts, WWW Perry 8.
Terrifying Tim Skateboards, the finest all-American skateboards. You want to do it? Just
no,
do
I'm
it, Scaremaster. Tell them where
I'm
they
done
got
with them. The show. I'm done with
tell
the show.
Tell them where to get
that's
the skateboards.
That's
SkateboardsKPerrySkateboards.com.
So you're not going to bring them to Sundance. You're not going to bring skateboards to Sundance.
I'm not bringing shit.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you are a blithering fucking idiot. Do you know
I'm not
that?
Going.
You're really? Not going?
Go!
Perry will have popsicles in Sundance. Come touch them and buy them.
Thank you.
Come take a picture with Perry and his popsicles.
Come see his hotel room at Sundance. Oh,
Christ. We will let you know the room number in advance so you don't get confused and go to where you think his apartment is. Didn't say it.
Stop! That was 60 seconds with Perry. Perry, I got to tell
you.
You
know what?
That's supposed to be your advertising time, and you didn't
and
do
I'm
anything.
And I'm not
going to
do it today because I'm not feeling good.
What's
you
the
can
matter, buddy? What's the matter?
Look, what did I do? What did I came in here. I'm not feeling good.
You had two
I'm
McRibs.
Sick. McRibs. I'm sick.
From two McRibs.
Not from two McRibs.
Yeah.
I got a fucking flu, okay?
Are you going to do sexcapades today?
It's in my hand, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. It was in my hand until I just gave it back to you. All right. Well, here's
or
what we're going to
do. My movie time.
No, you don't. The bosses upstairs don't want movie
well,
time.
Well, tough
anymore.
Shit.
Last week was terrible.
Get...
No, they're not. They want
what movie you got?
Legend of Boggy Creek.
Oh.
Can I see that?
Scary for New Year's.
I don't know. You got to do your sexcapades. That's all they want upstairs. They're tired of your movie reviews that are sucky.
My movie reviews that are sucky.
The ratings on the show while you're doing your movie review is at the lowest that it is.
It
the
is?
Entire program, yes.
Oh.
Okay, we're talking numbers.
Those are your numbers. Those aren't the numbers of the show.
Oh, God. Okay, are you going to do sexcapades? This is where Perry talks about.
I'll do my number 14th sexcapade.
You got to talk about it. You got to introduce it. What is sexcapades about? People that are listening for the first
today's
time
sexcapades.
May not know. No, but what you got to do is you got to talk about the fact that Perry's Sexcapades is a segment of the show where Perry talks about lovers.
Yeah, one of the past girlfriends.
And
today's sexcapades is about one of my neighbors.
Okay.
Okay, who still lives in my complex.
Okay.
Her husband, talking about people that died.
I guess if we're with you, we are.
Yeah, her widowed husband was Jack Majestic, the escape artist.
Of course.
Did I meet him before?
No, you were supposed to meet us at the pier, the Santa Monica Pier, but you never showed up.
Was he going to make me disappear?
Not going to make you disappear, but you were going to...
Was he going to make the pier appear?
The pier
appear. No. Listen, what Jack used to do was have guys in the audience wrap him up in chains, and he gets out of those chains within, like, a minute.
Impossible.
No, no, he used
it's
to do
it. It's impossible. You can't
And he would appear.
He was like majestic, Houdini.
I think I've met this guy.
Yeah, he was just like
because
Houdini.
Because you were working with him at one point.
Yeah, right? I was.
He was like who?
Like Harry Houdini.
Like who?
Harry Houdini, the escape artist back in the 20s or 30s.
I don't know Houdini.
Killed him and then fucked his wife.
What?
I didn't kill him, but yes, I did have sex with his wife.
Houdini?
No, Jack.
I'm confused. He's dead, though, right?
He's dead.
He killed Harry Houdini because
wow.
He made him. He said he's gonna.
He
make
didn't
him up
kill
here.
Harry Houdini. He did escape acts like Harry Houdini, but yes, I did have sex with his wife.
And that's what today's sexcapades is about?
Yes.
All Jack right. Majestic's wife?
Yeah, might as well.
Was she already dead, or did you wait till he was tied up?
He was in Glendale Medical Center with getting his bipolar medication leveled off when she came over one night.
Nice.
Okay, excuse me. All right, my neighbor was bipolar plus.
By the way, if you're here listening to the Countdown to Midnight, it's coming up real soon, so stick around. It's almost 2013, everybody.
Drop the ball. It's gonna be
awesome. 2013. All right, back to Scary Perry Sexcapades. This is number 14.
How did he die?
Harry Houdini?
No, Jack. Jack passed away of a drug overdose.
What's
going on about how you had a motive with his wife?
He was an escape. He was an amazing escape artist too. His name was Michael Majestic. Now his wife Kathy was.
I met that guy before,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I met him in your apartment. Come to think of it,
I thought it was Jack.
That's
Majestic.
Possible.
I thought it was Jack Majestic.
Jack Majestic, Michael, whatever.
If no, I remember well, correctly. He had all this respect for me. He was like an awe to meet me. And when I talked to him, he was like, God, that Don guy, he's something special.
Kept talking about your blue eyes.
Whatever.
I remember that, yeah.
His hot, big-breasted
chick. Do you remember
chick.
That?
Can I fucking read my fucking story, or am I going to be silent?
Do you think I met this girl before?
I don't think you met his wife.
Can you do both?
What?
It's a good question, Maul.
This hot, big-breasted
big tits,
chick
right?
About Majestic, wait, this hot, big-breasted chick about
Mrs.
Majestic passing away.
This is Mrs.
Majestic. She moved
Majestic.
Upstairs after.
Is this Mrs. Majestic?
This is Michael Majestic's wife. Yes,
Mrs. Majestic.
Mrs. Majestic.
Thank what you. Was the cartoon?
Call her by her name, please.
Kathy.
Mrs. Majestic.
Mrs. Majestic.
Mrs. Kathy Majestic.
But after Michael passed, he was in the hospital getting his medication level.
After he passed away, he was in the hospital getting his medication
That's what
level.
You just said. In all fairness, Perry, that's
why
what
would
you
he
said.
Go back to get his med? That just
He's
seems
dead.
Especially cruel.
I said, but before Michael passed,
really? I think
he
left out before.
But before Michael, because you guys are fucking interrupting me, I can't read.
I'm
this
not interrupting
correctly.
You.
We'll back off.
Quiet, kindly. Okay. But before Michael passed, he was in the hospital getting his medicine leveled. But he was always freaking out and stuff. So she came over so she came over for someone to comfort her. Dude, when she took her clothes off.
When you mean comfort her, you mean sexually.
Yeah, relax her, rub her down. Give this girl a, yeah.
So but this was your friend that you worked for.
Worked with.
You worked with. Did he pay you?
Yeah, we made money together.
But when you say together, did you set up jobs or did he?
He did all the magic work. I set them all up.
So
you were in charge of the chains and the heroin.
Oh, God.
Just saying, hot
and
shot.
Just the
Pop
chains,
hot
no
shot.
Fucking heroin.
So it sounds
nut.
Like what's going right. on here is that.
Dude, so when she took her clothes off, she might be a little big, but solid. I mean, she was heavy set, but she was a solid, heavy chick. All right? Now we fucked, and I mean when we fucked.
You fucked
those
her?
Monsters.
This was
titties.
Your friend.
Well, yeah. Well, he was
her
in,
husband when he was
in the
hospital,
getting his medicine.
He was in the hospital getting leveled off, and she's in my apartment, and she's in my apartment doing a.
What do you mean?
And so you think maybe the depression caused from his broken marriage led him to addiction that
now
would ultimately
fucked,
take his life?
No. And I fucked those monster titties. Oh, you'll laugh at this one. Now, as I'm fucking those monster titties, she says, "Don't come on my face." Then all of a sudden, ugh.
You were right. I did
right
laugh
there.
At that one.
And don't the thoughts on. Of these things drove him to such
as I came right
extreme
on
depression that he had nothing to do but to try to self-medicate himself with HN, and it would ultimately lead to his death.
Now, okay. Here's the problem, okay? She all of a sudden moved this guy in with her, and they moved upstairs because I guess they go to the same church. So more sex with Kathy, well. She gave me a holiday card the other day and a box of candy. And I don't have the funds right now to get her a little holiday card or some
this
flowers.
This is Mrs. Majestic?
Mrs. Majestic, yes.
Whose husband you murdered.
I did not
just
murder
adds
him.
To a
you
long
didn't help
list.
Him to live, though.
And when he was down and out, you went over and fucked his wife.
No,
you
did she whatever came you, over to me.
You did whatever you could to make sure that he would not escape from the chains that he both literally and figuratively bore in life.
Wow, what a piece of shit. You fucked his wife when he's trying to live.
He wasn't trying to live. He was more or less trying to kill himself.
Where would you get the chains for him? Like Home Depot or Lowe's?
I don't remember where he got all these chains because he bought a... He had like... He had a 20-foot thing of... he had one chain 20 feet long. He had another one 10 feet long and another one 8 feet long. Wrapping them up in these chains, locking them all together, and then he'd get out of them. Like that. It was amazing.
Did she say bad things about her husband?
No.
While she was fucking
No, she
him?
Was great.
I mean, she
no,
never
she
put
never,
him down.
She never put him down.
But she just needed
to fuck you. She
always
loved him, and she
What
she
was
likes,
your...
Do you think he ever said, here comes the old ball and chain?
No, not like your ball and chain, buddy, like your jail sentence. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Ball and chain?
I don't... It's not funny. Not even remotely
funny.
You
got us. It's like in the Three Stooges when they had the ball and chain on their feet.
All right.
So, Perry, let me just ask you something because that's an interesting sex debate you had today. This is talking about...
one of my few neighbors that I've slept with.
Do you feel at all bad about fucking your friend's wife?
Yeah, but see, he was dying. And
he was dying. He was bipolar. And he was changing his medication. He didn't have.
It wasn't changing, and he was leveling it off.
He was leveling off his bipolar stuff. He wasn't dying. Bipolar isn't a disease that degenerates you. It's just a mental condition that can be regulated with medication.
But his problem
you, of all
was
people, should
was
appreciate
an
that.
Well, listen to me. You what
did
his
you
problem
fall
was?
In love with her?
I still have the hots for her.
So you wanted him, Mr. Majestic, gone?
No, I didn't. I did not want him gone.
But when you tried to make a face baby on Mrs. Majestic, did you think one day you could have a family with her?
No. You're gonna treat me like this at Sundance, aren't you?
No, I'm gonna treat you just like I always do.
Just like this, when I tell you to shut the fuck up.
Just shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Well, what a show this one was. Kind of a difficult one because this was the first show after we've had a week of letting it sink in, the Cookie Caramello passing. We miss you, Cookie. Rest in peace.
Thank you.
It was, you got very emotional last week.
I did, right?
I did too.
Yeah.
That's because Cookie died.
Yeah.
What
but you fuck. Know what?
What?
You know, even though I'm not in, I have
not
a,
into him that much.
I have
you,
no, no,
you
no,
said
no,
you were
no,
glad
I'm,
that he died.
I'm going to change it from my
you're
father passing
accent the
away.
Positive?
I'm going to change it from my father passing away to the gun shooting of this Middle Eastern
woman.
Yeah, and
next week you'll have another death on your hands.
Death after death. You're like the Grim Reaper. Hey, whatever happened to the eyes?
Did you get me Cookie's eyes? Tell me you got them for me for Christmas.
I don't have a jar of eyes.
Nice going, dude.
Perry Mole said he'd buy them from you.
Dan, can you can you get me Cookie's eyes?
I don't know.
Dan,
yeah.
Money's not an object.
I asked you to please find out what they were going to do with his eyes. Did you even call your stepmom to ask?
I'll ask her when I leave for tonight.
Okay. Hopefully what she does is you don't catch her and she calls you back and leaves that answer on your answer machine, because I'd love to hear how she handles that.
Money, not an object.
She'll be offended by me making that remark, but...
Marbles don't incinerate. The eyeballs will be fine.
They're not marbles. They're not marble eyeballs.
They're not, right?
My father was not blind. It was disc replacement surgery.
And he died of dead Kennedy feet.
That... The Kennedy...
Center
disease.
Honors.
The Dead Kennedys is a band.
It sure was.
They were a good punk
band. All right, let's just stop, because it's time that we get to what some have called, and when I say some, I'm talking about the fans, I'm talking about the press, I'm talking about the industry. It's time once again for the best thing we do here on the show. It's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Hi, everybody.
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. This is a game where Mole will set up a scenario. Now, that scenario can usually be something we've talked about on the show, or it could be part of pop culture. Now, what Mole will do is take that. He will cast the scene with the people here. He will direct the scene. What we don't know is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
My gosh, there's so much stuff that we've talked about and so much has happened. There's a murder. There's a crazy, there's a lot of drama going on. But I think what people really want to know is what it was like backstage at a Jack Majestic show. We take you backstage to Tarzana, California, where Jack Majestic is getting ready to do a show to a packed house at little Joey's 7th birthday party. Okay. Scaremaster is back there with him. He wants to help him out. So he prepares Jack for his show. But he knows that once Jack is tied up, he has... some truths to tell him, and he has to wait before he gets him nice and secure, before he can tell him, before he can break Jack Majestic's heart by telling him about his relationship with his wife, Mrs.
I never
Majestic.
Told him about his
wife. Yeah, we're doing Mole Play. Scaremaster, you are playing Jack Majestic because you knew him better. Dan, you are playing Scaremaster, preparing Jack Majestic by ensnaring him in these microphone cables.
That ain't gonna happen.
Just play along for a second, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's not okay. The fuck. I don't know. He was. I remember one time when he was gonna jump off the Santa Monica Pier into the ocean, all chained up, but the cops got there first before he was able to jump off the pier, and they went to arrest him. So
and he disappeared.
No, he didn't disappear.
He disappeared.
He removed the handcuffs while he was cuffed like this in a snap. It was hilarious.
You were there, weren't you?
I was there.
Was this on the news at one point?
I think so.
Yeah, I do too.
And we went to the Santa Monica Police Department, and I was yelling at Jack to stop doing that shit, because I don't have time to sit around here and try to bail him out of jail.
You ain't got time for that.
What do you got? Would you plan on winding me up in this cable or something?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, thanks.
It's part of Mole Play.
You're preparing him. You've got to get him tied up before you bring him out on stage.
Okay.
There's a bunch of 7-year-old kids who are ready, wanting to see the party, but you got to get him. Hurry up. Get him all tied up. The kids are starting to freak out. Bring on Mike Majestic. Bring on Mike Majestic.
It seems like a full house. Seems like they really want you out there.
We want Majestic Man.
These kids are a tough crowd. You got to use everything that you've ever done before to put on the best show ever.
Pretty we want to, Mike Majestic.
Can you
we
hear them? They want you out there. Now that you're tied up, I got some really, really bad news.
Well, what's the bad news?
Well, you know your wife.
Yeah, I know my wife, Kathy.
She's a very lovely lady.
Very lovely lady.
Well, Kathy is also a woman. A woman that has needs of her own. So while you were in the hospital, doing everything you could to cling to your life.
What happened?
What happened? You weren't taking care of Kathy's needs. Now, it's not the best thing to do to a business partner, and it wasn't a nice thing to do to a friend. But Kathy had needs that needed to be taken care of.
So I fucked your wife! I fucked your wife! That fucking whore! That fucking slut with her bitches!
Scaremaster really lets loose on Magic Mike. All the pent-up rage he's held against him. He squeezes him. He ties a rope around his hands. He squeezes his nose. Magic Mike tries to escape. And the two of them fall into a passionate embrace. And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
A lot of work for that Mole Play.
A lot of work for that Mole Play. Tie him up. I'll tell you what, he got out of that court pretty easy.
You're pretty good.
Watch out. Don't let it wrap around his neck. Don't let it wrap around his neck. Do not let the cord.
Get this thing. Hold on. Stop, Perry. Uh-oh. It's around your neck.
I had you. I could have killed you. It was.
He almost got Michael Hutchins.
Who's that?
Lead singer of INXS. Oh. Well, looking up, I see by the clock on the wall. Hold on. Go ahead.
Is it midnight yet?
Oh, that's right.
Just hit midnight.
It's coming up. All right, so everybody, get your champagne glasses.
Hold on, get some apple cherry with tobacco.
All right, here we go.
Scaremaster, tell me to get something.
20 seconds until the new year. All right.
Get a drink.
Come on, get
it. What are you going to have to drink, Scaremaster?
15 seconds. Come on, nothing. Get them going. Crazy. Get them.
Hey, there's still some.
No, I don't want any.
All right, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Come here, Scaremaster. What are you doing with your hand?
He's a Scaremaster. What are you doing?
What are you doing with your hand?
What is that?
You touched my dick.
Like a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still like kept sticking your hand.
If you didn't jerk him off.
What the fuck are you doing?
What was that, Scaremaster?
He pulled my arm and
I get it. You thought it was midnight, so at midnight where other people always kiss each other, you jerked somebody off. You automatically at midnight on New Year's.
Whoa. Well, it's the new year, and a lot of things are going to be going on this year for the Big Three, and hopefully for you out there. Remember, it seems like, and nothing's for certain, but it seems 90% sure we're going to be at the Sundance Film Festival Friday night, the midnight show, that's the 18th, and on Sunday afternoon. We don't know the time. So, anything we should say before we go, Mole?
Big Three. Joy, look, check us out on Twitter. I'm the real Molinsky.
I'm Simply Don 1. Perry, you are?
Scary Perry 818.
And we're also on Facebook. I'm at Don Barris. Perry's
Walter
at?
Walter Molinsky.
Perry's at?
I forgot what I'm at.
Perry F. Caravelli.
With a K-A-R-V-E-L-L.
That's one account. I have K-A-R-A-V-E-K-A-R-A-V-E-L-L.
All right, don't forget, every night I'm over at the World Famous Comedy Store. Monday night's the Ding Dong Show.
Every night I'm home with women.
No, you're not. That's a lie.
I got
that's
upstairs,
a lie.
Neighbors downstairs.
Yeah,
you're looking good, Scaremaster. I like you without the hat, the big sweatshirt. Because now you have the baggy pants, the big sweatshirt, the giant fanny pack, and the enormous fake leather jacket that goes over the fanny
fake.
Pack.
This was expensive.
All right, put it there,
I meant
guys.
Fake disability scheme.
Big three. Goodbye.